I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
BJ and Jamie.
You and I were talking about something yesterday off air, and I want to bring it up because I went home and did a little bit of a little inventory, I guess.
Oh, so it is tiny.
Got out the ruler.
What'd you come up with?
That sounds weird coming from you. From her, not so much. That sounds a little weird, Carson. No.
It wasn't that. Okay, thanks for correcting.
The garage sale.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how this is going to go. Here's the thing, Jamie. Yeah, my wife, she wants to participate in the garage sale. That's coming up real soon, okay? A few days away. But anyway, we started gathering stuff up this past weekend, and we went down to the basement, carried a bunch of boxes out to the garage, getting it all prepared, and got to, of course, get the tables and then label stuff and all this, which we have quite a ways to go. But I went through some of the stuff that we have. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants this crap. I mean, nobody wants this crap. I just don't see it. So I feel like there's a lot of effort here. Well, I wouldn't say I put a lot in, but there's a lot of effort here that I feel wasted. I just don't feel like it's going to...
It won't pay off at all. And let me tell you, whatever the price is, take half of that. So let's say you have that really nice polo shirt, right? You put a dollar on it, you're going to get 50 cents. And was it worth 50 cents of your time to put it on the hanger? And they're going to take the hanger. And so then the hanger is like 10 cents. So now you're down to 40 cents. Yeah. And then your time and effort is now 40 cents to put it on the hanger, put that sticky thing on it, and put it on a rack. Mm-hmm. And then sit out there with all those clothes.
You know, I hear you. I hear you, and I think you're dead on. I think you're dead on. But my wife thinks that we're going to make a windfall here. She thinks that we're going to make so much money that we'll be knee-deep in the stock market. I mean, we're going to make a killing on this.
And then you're going to buy some stocks on sale.
Oh, yeah. And I just don't see it. I just don't see what we're... Here's the best item we have. The best item I think that we have. That I've seen.
Okay.
We have a portable air conditioner. But it's one of those, and when I bought it, I didn't realize what I was buying, so it's barely even used. But it's one of those that you got to run a hose to the door.
For the exhaust.
The exhaust.
Yeah. Well, you mean outside. You have to, put it in the window.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You got to put it near a window or a sliding door and put that hose.
Sean has mine.
Yeah, okay. All right. Yeah. But I'm just saying that's probably the best item I have.
Yeah, because I think I paid like $300 or $400 for that
sucker. That's probably what we paid.
Yeah.
What do you
think? So you'll get 50.
Oh.
50 bucks.
Yeah.
That's it.
Uh-huh.
And my air conditioner is gone.
For $50. $50. Yeah.
I don't know if this is going to work.
I don't even know if you'll get that much, but hopefully you'll get $50.
Has anybody ever in the history of neighborhood garage sales had a sale that you actually made a killing? I'd love to hear about that.
Okay, so anything in packaging, they love. Like hoarders love anything you haven't opened. And so, you know, for me, I had a bunch of stuff that wasn't open because you know how I buy. And you know what? We need to buy you.
What's that?
Let's go online. Oh, you have to get the tag thing. So it goes into the fabric and you like that. And then we print out real tags. If people think that they're real tags that haven't been pulled off, they will pay the value. I mean, so much money.
So we're going to make... It appear that they're brand new.
Yeah.
Like straight from TJ Maxx. You just can't have any holes in your shirt.
Right. But we're not doing TJ Maxx. We're doing something higher end.
Yeah.
Okay? Well,
yeah, but we need to make... No, a Schmidl, it's a needle. It looks like a needle, and it goes into the fabric, and you like that, and then it hangs. It actually hangs from the right. thing.
Yeah, let's go big. Let's go JCPenney.
I'm just saying, like, if you have... it's that one. How much is that thing?
They're only $15.
Yeah, we need that.
$12.
Let's throw them off. Let's go Trader Joe. and they'll say, hey, I didn't realize Trader Joe's, that they sell clothes. Of course they do.
But I don't think they do. They might randomly. Well,
that will be my joke for the garage sale. Okay, you know, okay. You got to have a few yuck-yucks out there in the yard.
Yeah. And then somebody said, be really concerned people bring counterfeit money.
Oh, yeah. You got to get one of those markers.
What? Yeah,
well, you go on right over.
Go on Amazon and buy one of those.
Whoa. There are counterfeiters out there that's going to show up at a garage sale?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Because all cash.
Why?
So,
I'm going to make sure I got my gun on me.
Let's see here. I'm going to read some of these, okay? Let's see here. How much for the AC? I'll pay $45.
You already got an offer. Look at that.
Jamie just said they'll give him $100.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Look at him now. He's interested. Let's see here. Garage sales are a ton of work, but we have a couple of yard sales every end of summer, and we make about $250.
Oh, that's not bad.
That's not worth my time, you know, $250. I mean, because you got to
figure. It's a whole weekend.
It's not even a whole weekend. It's a whole week.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Because you start gathering stuff. We started last Saturday. So we did Saturday and Sunday. That's all we did. And now this week, you got to assemble things. And then Friday night's going to be a pain. Then Saturday, then Sunday.
Somebody said, I made $300 off a weekend garage sale, and $200 of it was counterfeit 50s.
Oh, man.
You know, we had this one time when there was this guy and he pulled up in a truck, right? He's like, is that TV work? And we said, yeah, it works. Well, it didn't really work. It worked for a minute and then the tube would go out. Yeah. This is back in the day of tubes or whatever it was, however they made TVs. And he said, this better work. And we're like, it works. Because we were desperate for money.
Yeah.
And so he bought it for $100 and he left. And then Steve, my boyfriend, is like, we need to go, because we were moving to Arizona. He's like, we need to go right now.
Yeah.
He's going to get that thing home and turn it on. And
he's like, get in the U-Haul. We're going.
Yeah, you don't want him to track you down. That could have been ugly.
I know. Right?
I didn't realize there are counterfeit bills out there. That people are running around the neighborhoods trying to buy stuff out of a garage sale with counterfeits?
Yep.
I've never heard of that before.
What are you seeing there for the counterfeit thing, Schmidl?
They sell these little pens that you kind of just roll over it, and it'll turn a certain color if it's counterfeit. They're only $9.
And what are you going to do if that happens?
I don't know. Maybe shoot somebody or something. I don't know.
No, but I mean,
it'll
think
be
about
the spur of the moment thing.
Like,
I don't know.
If I have that pen, right, and I make sure you hang it from right here, like under your
so
chin,
they see it.
So they see it, mm-hmm. So they won't try it.
All right.
Because then when you do it, I'd start shaking. Like, this is fake. I'm calling the cops.
Now, what does that pen do? Does it turn color?
It turns a certain color.
Yeah, it's green if it's good. It's black if it's bad.
Yeah, we used to use them at Arby's all the time if we got like a bill that was 50 or 100.
You know what was weird? Yesterday I went,
bless you.
Thank you. And I got a Diet Coke at that gas station right there, and I gave the guy a $5, and he held it up in the light.
$5
bill? It's only $5.
Carson, you should have used that pen on your Arby's sandwiches to see if they're real.
Yeah, because that is fake meat.
Hey,
you got the fake meat.
That's fake meat, man.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.